Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to y'all and everyone who is young at heart who's listening to us right now. So today at Time with Young Disciples, we're going to talk about Christian traditions. So what is a tradition?
Something that you do every year with your family.
Okay, excellent. Something that we do often or on a regular basis, right? Nice. So I want you to think about, what are Christian traditions? What are examples of traditions that we kind of have around the church?
Communion.
Okay, that's a great one. Communion, right? And the way we take communion.
Lighting the candles.
Okay, nice. Lighting candles, right. Now, a lot of religions, we light candles as part of their practice. It's part of our practice, too. But what's very specific about the candles that we light?
The Advent wreath.
Okay, right. So we were talking about that this morning. That's how I knew she was thinking about it. So the Advent wreath, right. So how old does a Christian tradition have to be really old? What do you think? Okay, you're saying 100 years? I got 100 here.
Very old.
Well, does it have to be older than me? I mean, I'm pretty old. Yeah, careful. No comment. Smart child. She takes after her mother. Right, so has to be pretty old. Well, this is kind of cool. It's an ornament. What do you see for the folk out in online or radio land? What does that look like?
Well, upside down.
Okay. Could be an angel. Yep. Okay, a bird carrying a shell. So I think all those are great. It is kind of angelic. It is a dove descending. That's the reason it's kind of upside down, flying down to us. And I got bonus play today off the Chrismon tree because there are two symbols here. This is the dove carrying the shell. So the shell, what do you think a shell might mean in Christianity? Yeah, I had no idea either. I had to look it up. So the shell is to remind us of our baptism, how it holds water, and those three drops of water at the bottom are for the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, right? And now Pastor Jim and Pastor Elizabeth last week and Pastor Jim this week will be talking about John the Baptist. We'll be mentioning John. And John was present when the Christ, Jesus, was baptized, right? When that happened, a dove descended from heaven, and that reminded us about the Holy Spirit being with us. So now we got to go back to that really tricky question. How old does a tradition have to be? Well, this tradition is older than I am. It is older than I am, but only by a little bit. 1957 started in Danville, Virginia. Pastor Spencer, a Lutheran pastor in Danville, Virginia, formed a first Chrismon tree. That's this Christmas tree over here. And it's full of different Christian symbols. And so that was the start of a relatively new tradition. It spread throughout the Methodist Church, Presbyterian churches, and other non-denominational Protestant churches. So, yes, Jesse, this is older than I am. Just by a little bit. All right, so as we remember the symbol of the dove, and we remember the visitation of the Holy Spirit calls us out to be different in the world, right? So this tree can help remind us of the tree that Jody mentioned out in our foyer, and that's the Christmas cheer tree. What is that tree for? Have you guys had a chance to see it yet? Okay.
Little cards on it that lists